Today is Saturday, the 1st of August, 2026. We are thankful for your presence this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Psalm 63, verse number 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. The greatest decision you can make each day is not what you will wear, where you will go, or what you will accomplish for the day. The greatest decision is whether you will seek God first. Before the noise of the world fills your mind, let the voice of God fill your heart. Before you carry your burdens, bring them to the one who has promised to carry you. When you begin your morning with God, everything changes. Peace replaces panic. Faith overcomes fear. Hope rises above discouragement. Problems that once looked like mountains become opportunities to watch God move. Burdens that weighed you down become lighter because your strength is greater than your weakness. Do not try and fit God into your schedule. Instead, build your day around His presence. Seek Him early. Walk with Him continually. Praise Him faithfully. As you keep company with Him, His peace will guard your heart. His wisdom will direct your steps, and He will faithfully carry you through this day. Carry this truth with you today. Seek God first, and everything else will fall in order. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Christine of Savannah. We lift her in prayer for her body to stabilize and to be healed. Our young people who need to move forward. We pray God covers them with His divine wisdom for them to learn how to persevere when things do not go their way and for them to heed wise counsel. Our enemies. We pray for God's presence in their lives. We ask Him to bless them abundantly and for good things to come their way. For the unhoused, may they be covered by the mighty hand of God and blessed with shelter, food, and clothes. Those in transition from the hospital to a rehab facility, we call upon God for a smooth and compatible transition to a nursing facility. We ask God for faithful caregivers and divine healing. Val, Cal, Tony, and all those traveling today and this weekend, we lift them for safety to and from their destination. Those involved in misunderstandings, we pray for communication lines to open, for honest dialogue, and for reconciliation. Everyone on the call this morning, we petition God to give you the portion of spiritual discernment needed to make sound decisions, for self-control when dealing with today's issues, and for opportunities to motivate someone to endure through hardships. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine, and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this Saturday morning to thank you, God, for a new day. We thank you for a new month. We thank you, Father, for covering us. We thank you for always being with us. We thank you, God, because your word declares that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Your word also declares, God, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. You declare, God, that your desire is that none should perish, but that all of us should be saved. So we come this morning just asking you to continue to keep us covered. Continue, God, to work with those in our families, in our circle who are not saved. Continue to work with those who were on the right track and who have lost their way. And continue to work with those, God, who strive each day to do the right thing. We are thankful that you are our God. We are thankful that you kept us throughout the night. We are thankful that you dispatched angels on every corner of our dwelling so that we might be protected from hurt, harm, and danger. And we thank you, God, because you saw fit to touch us and to wake us up this morning into the land of the living once again. We ask you to forgive us for those things that went undone. We ask you to forgive us for those times that we went our own way. We ask you to forgive us for those times that we deliberately did not treat somebody the right way, did not do the right thing, and did not go where you told us to go. We turn our attention now to the prayer list. We ask that you give us a spirit of forgiveness toward those who have disappointed us. Give us a spirit of forgiveness toward those, God, who have spoken ill-mannered words against us. And help us, God, to see people as you see them. And help us, God, to extend the same level of grace to them that you extend to us each day. We are thankful that you are our God. We ask you to search our hearts and our minds. And if you find anything within us, God, that you are not pleased with, we ask you to sift it out and cut it out and put us on the road to being better people. Put us on the road to being more like your son, Jesus. We pray for Christine of Savannah and all of those, Father, who need to be healed this morning. We ask that you will heal their bodies. We pray, God, for those who are transitioning from the hospital to rehab, asking, God, that their rehab will be successful. We pray for those, God, who are in hospice and those who are heading toward hospice. Lord, we recognize that you and you alone are the one who give life, and you are the one who decide when our lives will end. And we're trusting you, God, to keep all of those who are in hospice comfortable, and we're trusting you, God, to do what you do best when it comes to determining their fate in life. For our young people who need to move forward this morning, for those who need to not give up on their dreams or their career dreams, we pray that you will give them wisdom. Give them wisdom, God, to persevere when things get hard, and give them the wherewithal to move forward and not give up on those things that you have placed in their hearts and their minds. We pray for our enemies this morning, asking, God, that you will allow good things to come their way, bless them abundantly, and give them the desires of their hearts. We pray for the homeless this morning. We pray for those who are unsaved. We pray for those who have needs and they have not expressed them to anyone, asking that you meet each person at their point of need. For Val and Cal and Tony and everybody who's traveling today, Father, I pray that you will keep them safe as you do every time we leave our homes. For all of those who may be involved in misunderstandings, misunderstandings with family members, misunderstandings with friends and acquaintances, misunderstandings, God, on our job, I pray that you will show them how to set things right. And I pray, God, that you will help us all resolve any differences that we have one with another. For everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray, God, that you will give us the level of wisdom that we need to make decisions today. Give us the level of insight that we need so that we might be able to read people's hearts and read their intentions. And give us the level of discernment that we need, Father, so we might know what to do next. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, discipleship is a journey of growth. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen.